just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Somebody has said, he who gives to God second place in life gives him no place. There is beautiful story given in Bible, chapter of Luke, verse number 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Jesus Christ happened to enter a village, and there used to live two sisters, Martha and Mary. So he enters the house of these two sisters. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So this sister, Mary, she came and she sat at the feet of Jesus. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. So there were two sisters, and when Jesus came to their house, one sister just sat at the feet of Jesus while the other sister was working, doing preparations. And this sister who was sitting, Mary, was not helping. So the other sister, Martha, comes and complains. Don't you see that my sister is not helping me in doing all the preparations? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, You are definitely careful. But you are taking care of all other things. But one thing is needed. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. He says, though you are busy with all those things, but I don't need all those things. I just need love and nothing else. So Mary has chosen better thing. She has come and sat at my feet while you are busy in all the other things of life. Most of the time, we are that Martha rather than Mary. What are the priorities of our lives? The world or God? Worldly ambitions, worldly career, worldly affairs, worldly relationships, wealth, business, job, relations, duties, society, worldly desires, objects, comforts, worldly skills. Just remember what God is saying. He just says, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Let her do what she is doing. God is the ocean of simplicity. And we are complicated beings, devising and inventing crooked paths, difficult ways, as if in some maze, lost, struggling, falling down, getting up, searching again, and not reaching anywhere. What is the priority? That's the most important question. Expansion of business is the priority, or expansion of divine love? Service is the priority. Tapasya is the priority. The state of the mind is the priority. Or expansion of desires and ambitions. More often than not, they are the cause of our disturbances. The person whom we love the most probably, that person is the source of all our sorrows, because there are strings of attachments and expectations joining two souls, and they call this love, which in fact is not love. This is selfish love. It seeks possession of the other person. I love you and you love me. That's it. If you love somebody else, or if you start loving somebody else, then I cannot tolerate it. There's a fire of jealousy. This is not real love. A love that seeks to make other person your slave is no more a love. If you want to possess somebody, love is freedom and love gives freedom. And love for God is the epitome of all the worldly. Emotions, the highest form, love for God. To seek Him above all, to be with Him, to live in Him, to be under His canopy. Nothing is greater than that. So decide your priorities. What is the priority of my life? Digital preoccupations, wanderings, sightseeings, worldly entertainments, or self-progress, or the journey towards the kingdom of God. What is the priority? Already the time is less. The time is very less. Earlier Baba used to say that the board of too late has not been put. But then he has stopped coming. That itself shows. Now it is already too late. He never said it, but he showed it. He stopped coming. That itself shows it's too late. A doctor called up his patient and said, "I have good news and bad news for you. What you would like to hear?" The patient said, "Bad news." Then he said, "No, good news. I am fearful of bad news." So doctor said, "You have 24 more hours to live. After that you will die. Just 24 more hours." He was afraid. Is this a bad good news? Then what is the bad news? The doctor said, "Actually, I called you yesterday to give you this news, but you did not pick up the phone. So the time is up. The bell has already rung." So yesterday we were seeing the divine message of 12th August 2009. All the Kumars were in front of Baba. And Baba is talking with them. We saw yesterday that Baba said, "Be the magnet of all spiritual powers. Be the magnet of spiritual powers." The goal of spiritual life is to fill oneself with spiritual powers. You develop your spiritual muscles. This is the spiritual gym where you have come to become spiritual bodybuilder. So spiritual powers today. उसके बाद मैंने बाबा को कहा कि बाबा आज भी हर एक कुमार उत्साह से दृढ़ संकल्प कर परिवर्तन की उमंग उत्साह में है। बाबा बोले, अब तो समय ही ऐसे तीव्र पुरुषार्थ का है कि दृढ़ संकल्प किया और हुआ। उसके बाद बाबा बोले, बाबा यह देखने चाहते हैं जैसे यहाँ उमंग उत्साह से हर एक बच्चा कहता है हमारा बाबा से 100% स्नेह है, तो जहाँ स्नेह है वहाँ यह छोटी छोटी बातें त्याग करना क्या बड़ी बात है। Everyone says that we have got 100% love for Baba. And where there is love, it's not a very difficult task to give up the small petty things of this world. Love for God. This is the highest, the greatest. The human love and divine love. Every day at Amrit Vela, do this comparison. This is love of God and this is love of human beings. Where I am engaged. This is divine love affair. This is worldly love affair. This is divine romance. That is worldly romance. This is the divine relationship. That is the worldly relationship. Worldly love is most of the time selfish. Worldly love is full of restlessness. An unusual restlessness. It never calms you down, but keeps you in a perpetual state of uneasiness. It's like the tumultuous ocean. The tempest is blowing. The waves are vehement, disturbing. The waves of expectations, the waves of desires, the waves of lust, the waves of unusual, ununderstood, ill-understood emotions. When you say that, we too, I have not understood what sort of relationship is this. It's very difficult to define. One person says, if I ask, what is your relationship with that person? And if your answer is, I'm not sure, it is very difficult to define. It means there is some gadbad. There is some problem. If you cannot define it, it is not crystal clear. It is not transparent. It means there is something which you seek to hide. Transparency in relationships. Selflessness in relationship. Are rare things. In contrast, the divine love is full of solace. It's comfort giving. It makes you at peace with yourself. It calms the mind. And the meditation becomes easy. But if the mind is attached, pulled, infatuated with humans, in today's Sakar Murli, last paragraph, 2-3 times Baba said, don't remember any embodied being, don't remember any bodily being, just remember me alone. This is the most celebrated statement in Murli's. Just remember me, just remember me, don't remember anybody. Every breath, remember me. When he has to say so many times, probably he is sure that we are not doing that. That's why he is teaching the same chapter again and again, again and again. So what is love of God? To love God is not just to sit in some room and chant His name. To love God is to love His Gyan. To love God is to love the Raj Yoga taught by Him. To love God is to love His Seva. So loving Baba means loving His Murli. Loving Baba means to love, to practice the drills, the yoga, the meditation technique which He has taught. In fact, God has come on this planet only for this reason, to teach this new technique of meditation, which nobody ever taught. The philosophers came, the thinkers came, the Tirthankas, the Buddhas, the begotten Son of God, the greatest men, the sages, the seers, the yogis, the tapasvis. They all came, and each one of them taught some or other technique of meditation. So God is coming and teaching something which is the highest, Rajivitya, Rajaguyam. This is absolutely clandestine. Absolutely hidden secret. To love Baba is to love Madhuban. To love Baba is to love the subtle world. To love Baba is to love soul world. To love Baba is to love the new world, which is about to come, which is round the corner. To love Baba is to love purity. If you don't love purity and you say, I love Him, your application form will be rejected. He loves purity above all. So to love Baba is to love purity. To love Baba is to love all the maryadas, the codes of conduct given by Him, taught by Him, His divine dictates, the divine commandments. If I use the word commandments, a Christian would be very happy. If I use the word anuvrat, a Jain person would be very happy. If I use the word dhamma, a Buddhist would be very happy. If I use the word Srimat, then all the Brahmins would be very happy. Oh, this is something related to me. So it's a play of words. If I say techniques, we will teach you techniques for concentration of mind, leadership qualities. A scientific mind would be very happy to hear such words, because he is always in search of techniques. We will teach you how to stay healthy. Medical professionals would be very happy. So to love Baba is to love Maryadas. To love Baba is to love the five elements. To love Baba is to love Brahmin family. To love Baba is to love this yajna. This Brahmin family, with people of diverse sanskars, coming from every nook and corner of the world, with their most confusing and dangerous sanskars. To love Baba is to love His yajna, this sacrificial fire which He has established. How to define yajna? And what is the difference between Madhuvan and yajna? Madhuvan is a place, yajna is not a place, it is incorporeal, nirakar. Yajna doesn't have any walls. Yajna is not a place. Yajna is also not an organization or an institution called Brahma Kumaris. Yajna is not about university schools or college. Yajna does not have geographical definition. It is incorporeal. It is Madhuban without walls. Yajna is Madhuban without walls. Every heart which is pure, every heart wherein the spiritual knowledge has taken roots, every heart which is singing in joy of spiritual service is yajna. It's not about individual, it's not about places. So to have 100% love for God means to love all these things. It's not about just chanting loudly, oh Lord, oh Baba." Baba doesn't want gang of devotees. He wants pure hearts. Not beggars, but kings. He wants not beggars, he wants king, leaders, lions, not sheep. Om Shanti.